It's not called a hunger. Since they could get the wheat to come to them through the ships, it's not called a real hunger, it's only called a drought. It's not so bad. What about Medinta or Medinta? Then Kafna. If in the whole Medina there's no Tfuah, but you have to bring it from another nation, from another country altogether, that's called a Kafna. Sadrashi Rov, Verov Koshim Ibitsaris. It's a hunger, and the hunger is worse than just a drought. If you can't bring a lot, even if you can bring from another city, another country, but how much can you bring? And Rashi says, then you can't use the river anymore to bring it down with the ship that could bring a lot, but now you have to use donkeys, and donkeys can't take that much. So if, even though maybe you won't die, but our core point is called the hunger year. It's worse than Betzurta. The Yomer Rebbe Chanina. Saw of the seller. Let's say you could buy a saw that's a measurement worth of tfuah. The seller costing a dollar, costing a seller. Or shchichi, and you have it also, like both the shchiach, the tfuah is there and the money is there. That's called betzurta. It's also not so bad. That's only called a betzurta, a drought. Rashi says, saw the seller b'shushchicha. Ki zavni saw shochitim. When somebody tells you, like, that's like a pound of chitim, a saw's worth of chitim, the seller, it charges you a dollar. Tahainu yoiker, it's pretty expensive. Umetsuya liknois, b'chol eis betzurta. But I call upon him, if you have the money, the tfu is around, people have the wheat, it's just a little expensive now, that's called a betzurta. What about our boar? The loy shchicha, let's say even though for one seller, they'll sell you four saws worth of wheat, in other words, the wheat is pretty cheap, of the loy shchichi, not too many people have the wheat, you can't buy the tfuah. That's called a kafna. That's already called a hunger. In other words, when the maisa, you don't have it around, you don't have the tfu around, that's called, that's worse, that's called a hunger already. Amar Rabbi Yechanan, lo yishonu ela bizman shamoyis bezul, uperis b'yoker. It's only when the money is pretty cheap, and the peris is expensive. Drashi, I shouldn't see it. Has the moyis though is cheap, just the peiris is very expensive. Let's say the other way. The money is expensive. O peiris bezoil, but the peiris is very easy to get. Then masriyin olem miyad. Then you have to start davening to Hashem right away. The Yom Rabbi Yechanan said, Nihirno, I once remember, I once saw, kad hevi kaimo dalet soyin besela. Like it was pretty cheap, the peiris were cheap. You could buy four saws, like 4 pounds of tfuah for one seller. And I saw a lot of people blew up from hunger. Since the money is not around. In other words, if the money is expensive, the people, that means people don't have money. Even though the wheat you could buy cheap, but still that's very bad, because since people don't have the money, they're not going to be able to buy the wheat, so they're not going to have what to eat. That's called the kafan, that's called the hunger, and for that you have to start fasting and be masriyan and yelling and davening and blowing the shofar right away. And Rashi said, "Midalas iser meyain mois." Since people don't have money, what does it help you that the tfu itself is pretty cheap? But the mice of people don't have money. Since they don't have money, it's called a kafna. That's very bad. It's called like a hunger. Right. Then the Mishnah says, "Yardul tzmochim." Let's say the rain came down to satisfy the sprouts, the vegetables. It did not satisfy, though, the trees. So Gemara says like this, still you have to fast. So, I understand such rain could come down. Good for the sprouts, for the vegetables, and not for the trees. That the soft rain came down, but the hard rain didn't come down. So therefore, the elon, the trees, need a lot of rain. So you don't have enough rain for the trees, but you have the soft rain for the tzmochim, that's good. Still, the Mishnah says you have to fast. What about the other way? The Mishnah says also, le'ilon v'loy le'tzmochim, that among the rain came down enough for the trees, but did not come down good enough for the sprouts, for the vegetables, and still you have to fast. How was that? The asya rezia, the rain came down pretty strong. Lo'yasya nicha, did not come down pretty light. So therefore, it was good for the trees, but it was too strong for the vegetables, it wasn't good for the vegetables. Now what about Lazel Lazer? It came down rain good enough for both of them. Both the trees and the vegetables got the rain. But you didn't have enough rain to store the water, that fill up your ditches full of water. That you didn't have enough. So, how do you have that? Mishkachas law, the Yasir Rizia, could have also in the case that the water came down strong, Venicha and soft. But Miyu Tuvala Yasir, it didn't come down an extra flow. In other words, it came down soft, and then it came down hard, but that water was needed to penetrate inside the ground, and the ground, the earth, used it up, the trees used it up, and the sprouts used it up. There wasn't an overflow of water to go into the ditches to fill up the water. So that's very good. And in all these cases, the Mishnah still says it's a terrible thing, and we have to daven to Hashem as fast and be Masriyan right away. And Lord Tanya, but that's what we learned. Yordu Leboiris Lesichun Lemoiris. There was plenty overflow of water. That water was enough to fill up the ditches, the reservoir, to reserve the water. But there was not enough water to satisfy the trees and not to satisfy the growths, the sprouts. For the Gemara on this, how could this be? If you have extra flow of water, so for sure the trees got what it needed. And the Gemara, the Asya Bishvichusa. It could be the water came down very, very strong. Rashi Bishvichusa, the Koyach Gadol, came down very strong. Yosimidai, more than it's supposed to. Tiena, Toivul, Lezev, Lezev. Such strong rain was not good for the sprouts, for the vegetables. It was not good for the trees. So it didn't help either one of them. It was only good to have an overflow of water to preserve, to fill up your burris, that's all. So in such a case, since the trees and the sprouts don't have enough rain, it wasn't a good rain for them, then they need to daven to Hashem to fast, that Hashem should give it to us. Tana Rabbanim, look at the price like this. Masriyin al hoilonois. You have to start fasting to Hashem already. Make a tainis, a masriyin, blow the shofar for the trees, because if the rain did not come down strong enough for the trees, pepreista pesach. By the end of Pesach, that's the time to start davening to fasting if the rain, hard rain, didn't come down for the trees. Because the rain for the trees is the malkos, the second type of rain, so harder rain, that comes down by Pesach time. Trashu praise the Pesach, bimeya Pesach, abor sich nemoris im lo yordul hem yishomim. Shafi, where is this in that time? Yeah. Weiter. Al haboris o sich nemoris, al finwa praise the chag. If you don't have your ditches full of water, for that you can even wait to start fasting and davening till Sukkot time comes. Trash yafil b'fray sachag, lahashko yizroyim v'yes behemtim. Inshallah, Rashi has different uses here, so like we have here. V'yakulam and all of them, im'ein lehem mayim lishtois. If you don't have water to drink, then masriyan alei miyad. No matter what happens, we're only talking about the rain water didn't come down to satisfy the ground. It didn't fertilize the ground. We're always talking about that we do have water to drink. If it ever comes a time that the Eden don't have water to drink, for that the thing is to start fasting right away. You don't wait till a special time. You have to fast and be masriyan and blow the shofar. That was where Hashem right away. V'yezel miyad, what's called fast, right away, shalhen, sheni v'chamish v'sheni. The first time Monday comes about, like we always say, you have to start the fast days on a Monday, then a Thursday, then a Monday. Because all these fast days are always a set of 3 days, some Monday, a Thursday, and a Monday. V'yakulam ein masriyan aleihem ela v'yafarchia. In all these places we only fast and daven to Hashem and blow the shofar in the vicinity where you need the water. Shash v'yifrachos shalhem v'yaysa malchus shekolo shem me'boris sichon amoris. In your place, that in your town, in your city, where there's no water. But in other places that do have water, then they don't have to be Masriyan, even though there are certain places in Klal Yisrael that does not have water, the other places don't have to fast and don't have to be Masriyan. The Asachra. What about you have the Krupa Asachra? Rashi Pomim Shenikfal B'toich Piv Shaloda Mumeis Ye Bisman Sheyeshpa Misa Masriyan. If the sickness, the Asachra, Krupa they call it, if it kills people, if people die because of it, then also that's a reason to make a tainis and to be masriyan to blow the shofar right away. Masriyan aleha. Bizman shein bo misa. Let's say it's not so bad, there's no misa right now. Then ain't masriyan aleha. Then you don't have to blow the shofar, you don't have to fast right away.
Umasriyin ala gavoy. But when the locust comes, then you do have to fast right away. V'chosu, even a little amount of gavoy of locust comes, for that you have to start fasting right away. That's a bad makkah, that's a gedever, you have to fast right away. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Omer, af al achagav, even on a grasshopper. When grasshoppers come also, it's called a terrible makkah, for that also you have to start fasting and be masriya right away.
Yeah.
Rashi says al gavoy, shemechalas ha-tfuah, can eat up all the tfuah. Kolshu, afilo nirei l'ktas, even though you only see a little bit, but you know that more is going to come, so therefore you're supposed to start fasting right away. Tana Rabbanan, ma'asriyan aloy lonois b'shar shnei shavua. The rest of the year is not on Shemitah. If there's not enough water for the trees, you have to start fasting. But mashman Shemitah not. So Rashi b'shar shnei shavua d'shemitah. Avo b'shemitah loy tehefkininu. Since the trees belong to Hefkam, so if there won't be any fruits, like so what? It's only Hefkam. Mashen kain al haboris v'al asichem v'al amoris afilu b'shvias. But you don't have your water stored away, you don't have the ditches full of water, for that you can start fasting even during shvias, because the mice, you need water to drink. Shrash afilu b'shvias kol shor tzrichin l'shtiyah, you have to drink even on Shemitah also. V'yaf afish ha'gashom v'ilu m'karka b'shvias of for drinking, you need it. V'yav shimla galiloy ner af al hilonis b'shvias. No, even if the rain did not come down enough for the trees on Shemitah, also the Indian to fast on Shemitah. True, it's Hefker, but the Neim have their panosa, they eat from it. The Neim have a right to go and eat from the Paris of Shrias. So therefore, to Mephanas, the Neim, we have to fast for them also. Tani, you learn another Brysa. Masriyan alu ilonois. Like the first thing, you only have to fast if there's no rain for the trees on the other 6 years, not on Shemitah. If you have your ditches that don't are not filled up with water, you don't have drinking water. Even on Shemitah, you need the drinking water, you need the burrs to be filled up, you have to fast on Shemitah. You have a Shemitah Milaymer again. No, even on the trees also, Masriyan. Also, you have to fast on Shemitah. Svicha means even the vegetables that grow by itself. You didn't plant it, but by itself the seeds get blown off the trees and things that start to grow up by itself. That's also mutatida on shvias. And if the rain didn't come down to satisfy the svichim, you have to fast also on Shemitah. Because the aniyim live on that. Shemitah, the carcass, is hefkar. It's hefkar that the aniyim have right to come and eat from it. So in order to give the aniyim enough to eat, so they need to fast for the aniyim also.
Yeah. I think
Tanya, Omer Reb Loza ben Paratia, that miyoyim shechorv beis hamigdash, the time after the churban abayis, is nasu gishomim tzimukim lirlum. The rain, season changed, it came now different times it starts to rain. You don't have the old seasons anymore, it was nishtanu the way it starts to rain. Now it rains very hard. That means some years you have a lot of rain. Some years it's only a little bit of rain. Some years that the rain comes down at the right time. There are certain years, the rain does not come down at the right time. In other words, now the season's changed around. With the year that the rain comes down at the right time, what is it like? The slave that his master gave him his panasosoi, b'yechod b'shabbos, on the first day of the week. Nimtzes, it comes out, Esau nefres kitikuna, that he makes the bread the right way. For the achelas kitikuna, and everything is eaten the right way, that's the best thing. If everything comes down at the right time, that's good. Shirashi panasoso, shakola, shabbos kula, nefres kituna, shieshkla, tunai lafoisa. He has time to bake it, and everything is done very well, it's a good year.
Yeah.
Now, shana, Shein gishmeo yordzim bezmanim, on the year that the rain does not come down at the right time, comes down too late, it doesn't come down at the right time. Heishon shein gishmeo yordzim bezmanim, is lomu hudoyma, what is it like? Li eved shenosan la rama panasosa b'yero Shabbos. When the master first paid the servant on Erev Shabbos, he paid him late at the end of the week. Nim says, Esau nefesh look at the kuna. He has to do a very fast job now. He first buys the flour, like he first makes the flour, the dough, all the way at the end of the week. But nechelesh look at the kuna. When you eat it, it's not eaten the right way. Like he didn't have it on time enough. So same thing also, if the rain comes down late, shleibiz man, it's also no good. Shono shegeshmeh merubin. You have a year that it's geshem, it's rain is a lot. Lo mudoim, what is it like? Li eved shenosan le rabba panasosan b'masachas. When the master paid off the slave, in one time, nimtza comes out, rechayim techenes, the rechayim, the millstone, when it grinds up, minakur, from a kur, that's a big large amount of wheat,
which is 30 sur, is techenes, masha techenes minakav, the same amount that's wasted, when you only grind up the kav, since now you do it all at one time, you have a lot of wheat to be ground up at one time, it's also only wasted. So you gain on the deal. In other words, how much wheat was wasted when you grind up a kav, now if you grind up a whole kur, 30 saw, at one shot, it's only wasted that small amount. For nimtza, it comes out the same thing, isa, the dough, that you could eat from a kur, from 30 saw, kemoyecheles min akav, the same amount of dough that's wasted. When you make a kav, a small amount of dough, now that you make a large amount, but since you do it all at one shot, you don't waste that much, only a little bit is wasted.
What about?
Alright, turn over. In the Mishnah, then it says, Vaitam, that Shona Shegeshimel Muatim, if you have a year that has a small amount of rain, Lom Hudayma, what is it like? Lievet Shenosim Leraba Panasosim Meat Mat. That the master pays them off very little at a time. Nimtza comes out rechayim, masha techenes min akur, what's eaten up from the kur, techenes min akav, is the same amount that's eaten up from a kav. In other words, you're losing out a lot, since you have to grind up always a little bit at a time, a lot is lost. Nimtza comes out isa, kamosha necheles min akur, the same amount that's lost by a kur, oicheles min akav, is the same thing that's lost now from a kav, you're losing out much more. Dovrach, another pshat is, Bizman Shegeshmeh Merubim, at time when there's a lot of rain, Lo Modoyma, what is it like, Liodim Shemak Blosatit, a person that's making together like cement. Im Yeshla Mayim Rabbim, he has a lot of water, Mayim Mainim Kolom, the water doesn't end, Viyatit Megubu Yofa, and he can make the cement very good. Im Yeshla Mayim Watim, he has a small amount of water, Mayim Kolom, Viyatit Einim Esgabu Yofa. There's not enough water, and the cement does not get done well. Tan Rabbanan, the price is like this. Pamachas it once happened that all the Kol Yisrael, the regular Yishlaim, the whole Kol Yisrael went up to the regular Zayin. For Hori Lehem Mayim Lishta, they didn't have enough water to drink. His Holach Nakdim Ben Gurion Eitzel Oden Echod, Nakdim Ben Gurion, the Tzaddik, went to one master, and Omolo, he said to him, Halvei Nishtei Mesrei Mayonis, and lend me the amount of water of 12 wells of water. Le'eli Regolim, I'll use this water for people come to the regular. But Niet Lecho Shtei Mesrei Yonis Mayim, and I'll give you back later on 12 amounts of 12 wells full of water. The Yemeni Noisim Lechor, if I don't give you back the water, already Noisim Lechor, Shtei Masorei Kika Kesef, I'll give you back 12 loaves of silver. The Kovel Asman, they made up a time, by what time I have to give you back the water. Now, Kivan Shagi Asman, it came that day, Lo Yodu Gishom, it still didn't rain yet, there was no water yet. It's B'Shachras, that morning, Sholach Lo Shogali, the Oda, the Master, sent to Nagdimum, Ben Gurion, he sent him shogali oimayim my moist, like either send me the water or send me the money. Today's up already. Shleishli biyotcha, that you owe me. In shalach loisam, Nagdimon answered back and said, Adayin eshli zman, don't bother me. I still have a full day yet. Time's not up yet. Is kol ayam kula shali, the whole day yet is my time. Shalihu. Bitsarayim, it came the afternoon and still no water came down, didn't rain. In shalach lo again, the master sent to Nagdimon. Shogali, send me oimayim my moist, either my water or my money. Sheeshli biyotcha, that I have by you. Sholach lois, and Nagdimon sent back to him again. Adayin eshli shoyis b'yoyim. There's still time yet. Is there, the day's not up yet. Vemincha, came mincha time. Sholach lois, he sent him again. Shogali, oimayim my moist. Said the yodan, this Russia said, send me back either my water or my money. Time's up already. Sheeshli biyotcha. Shalach loy, he sent back to him again, Nakdinim, Adayim Yesh Kishoyes B'yayim, there's still time. Liglog all of Isa Yodin, so the master started to laugh at him. Omri said, Kol Ashana Kula Yodin Gishomim. So, oh yeah, yet there was a drought, the water didn't come down yet. Have the